How do you practice self-gratitude before God without becoming proud, shallow, or fake? You begin with honesty. You do not need to pretend your story has been easy. You do not need to call every event good. You do not need to ignore wounds, sin, regret, or disappointment. Christian self-gratitude is not saying everything about my life has been wonderful. It is saying God has been present in my life and I can begin to notice His grace. Here is a simple practice. First, thank God for your existence. You might pray, Lord, thank you that I am alive. Thank you that you made me. Thank you that my life matters to you. Second, thank God for survival. Many people have lived through things that could have crushed them. Family pain, betrayal, addiction, depression, failure, grief, rejection, or seasons of confusion. You can pray, Lord, thank you that I am still here. Thank you for carrying me when I did not know how to carry myself. Third, thank God for growth. Maybe you are more patient than you used to be. Maybe you are more honest. Maybe you are learning to pray. Maybe you apologize more quickly. Maybe you are less controlled by anger, fear, or shame. Small growth matters. Fourth, thank God for gifts. A gift does not have to be dramatic. You may have the gift of listening, organizing, encouraging, creating, serving, repairing, teaching, cooking, praying, noticing people, or enduring faithfully. Gifts are not for self-display. They are for love. Fifth, thank God for calling. Your life is not only something to survive, it is something to offer. God can use your story, your wounds, your lessons, your skills, and your compassion to bless others. The Bible encourages thanksgiving, and Ministry Sciences observes that naming grace helps people reinterpret their stories with hope. This is not denial, this is spirit-led reflection. What helps is writing 5 sentences. Lord, thank you that I exist. Lord, thank you that I survived. Lord, thank you that I have grown. Lord, thank you for the gifts you entrusted to me. Lord, thank you that you still have purpose for my life. What harms is comparison? Your story does not need to look like someone else's story to be worth receiving. Today, thank God for your life before Him. Not because your life is perfect, because your life is held by grace.